The nation's children will come under the spotlight during the month of April as activities are held to mark Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month. With the team, See Me, Hear Me, Protect Me, My Safety is Your Responsibility. Minister of the Family and Gender Affairs, Persons with Disabilities and Labour, Honourable Yvonne Gibson-Velux, says safeguarding children must move beyond conversation to consistent action. Minister Gibson-Velux emphasised the urgent need to confront abuse in all its forms, highlighting that every child in St. Vincent and the Grenadines who suffers abuse, whether physical, emotional, sexual, or neglect, carries lasting scars. She urged the public to never hesitate in reporting suspected abuse.
There are many children in St. Vincent and the Grenadines who have experienced some form of abuse in one way or the other. Child abuse, whether physical, emotional, sexual, or through neglect, can have profound and lasting effects on a child's life. It affects their mental and physical health, shapes their relationships, and influences their future potential. That is why we must never hesitate to report suspected abuse, even when it feels uncomfortable. Silence is never an option when a child's safety is at risk. This year's theme, See Me, Hear Me, Protect Me, My Safety is Your Responsibility, is a powerful call to action. It reminds us that children need to be seen, their voices heard, and their experiences valued and respected. When a child is at risk, we must respond with care, urgency, and compassion.
Minister Gibson-Velux said the number of children in protective care due to abuse is too many and urged everyone to report suspected abuse, noting that it is only through collective action that the nation can stop this cycle and keep every child safe.
Families, teachers, communities, and institutions must work together to ensure every child has access to safe, supportive, and nurturing environments where they can grow, thrive, and reach their full potential. There are approximately 170 too many children in state protective care due to abuse and neglect. According to our data, about 183 reports of child abuse and neglect were received last year in 2025, a slight decrease from the previous year. While it is indicative that some individuals are speaking up, it also sadly reminds us that many cases go unreported. I urge everyone to speak out against child abuse. If you see or even suspect that a child is being abused, you have a duty to report it.
The minister unveiled the full slate of activities for Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month, set to take place throughout April. These include a rally, a march, and a weekly Blue Friday campaign.
Throughout April, the Child Development Division within the Ministry of the Family, in collaboration with UNICEF and key stakeholders, will conduct a series of activities to raise awareness about child abuse and neglect, including 1, a march and rally against child abuse, which will be held on Friday, 17th April 2026, beginning at 9 a.m. on Beckwith. 2, a whistle stop campaign that takes place on Friday, 24th April 2026, along the Leeward coast. 3, Blue Fridays campaign, where every Friday in April, the public is encouraged to wear blue in solidarity with children. 4, the ministry will engage in child abuse and parenting awareness campaigns, where we hope to raise awareness about child abuse and neglect and promote positive parenting techniques through public service announcements. 5, a special church service will be held on Tuesday, 28th April, to culminate the month. This month, we also honor the professionals, volunteers, and organizations who tirelessly protect at-risk children.
Minister of the Family and Gender Affairs, persons with disability, and labor, Honorable Laverne Gibson-Velux. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.